Famies, we're back. I saw somebody on Patreon was like,
do we have a name yet?
What's our name?
And yeah, I saw that.
Someone was like, I think Famies. I don't know what to tell you guys. There's too many cooks in the kitchen. Doing a poll was a terrible idea.
That's how I solve all my problems, though.
A poll?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about it at a strip club.
No, P-O-L-L. I mean, there are a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I will say a lot of things I didn't think about, so I can appreciate that. We don't have kids, so I don't think about kids saying, what's a fame whore?
Well, also, and you guys said that, and it's like, you guys know that you don't have to, one, get a shirt that says fame whore, and two, you don't have to wear it to elementary school pickup.
They do, and their child has to wear the matching ones.
Yeah, and since you guys were worried about that, we changed it, and we're going to call you dumb sluts, because that's what you get. That's what you get for speaking up.
I should just be wearing that shirt anyway. I identify as a dumb slut.
Fugly slut.
Yeah.
Well, I do have an update for anyone that's not on Patreon. I realized you guys didn't hear a conclusion to the shed story.
Oh.
We do have a shed. And Ross is like, I don't want to call it a shed because it's so nice. I was like, well, I don't know what else to call it.
Call it a mini mansion.
Our studio. It does look really good. The original guy ended up not doing it. He sent a message basically acting like a victim in some way for some reason. We're like, what are you talking about, dude? You didn't show up.
Yeah. Well, you guys had the audacity to expect him to show up when he said he was going to show up.
And that's on us.
And that is on you.
Yeah. So my husband hired somebody new and they got it up in like a weekend. And now my dad and Ross are working on the drywall and all that stuff, and it's going really well. It looks great.
It does look really good.
Yeah.
It really looks like a mini house.
It does, a super mini house.
I see why Ross is like, it's not a shed, because you guys kept calling it a shed, and then when I saw it and like the top is taller than your house essentially,
yeah,
I was like, this is what we mean when we say shed.
I know. I don't know what else to call it really, but
a rich person's shed.
Yeah. That's what I'll call it.
These are the kinds of sheds you would find on Beverly Hills, not on the streets of
Burbank,
Pasadena, Maryland.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to give everyone that update because it dawned on me, like, the listeners that aren't on Patreon, and this is why you need to be on Patreon.
Yeah.
That's what we've gathered here.
Yeah.
All right. So this week, not a lot of huge stories.
No. I think everyone's kind of chilling out. Before the holidays.
Yeah. Like, no drama. It's the holidays.
Yes.
But we are going to talk about Britney Spears and her Kardashians sleepover. We're going to talk about Cardi B, Stefan Diggs, and Offset and all the drama those three have going on.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to do my best to break down some BravoCon highlights and lowlights.
We got to go to that.
I know.
If nothing else, just go to Vegas at the same time and be creeps. I'm really good at that.
I think we should get tickets, though. Because I have major FOMO watching all this.
Yeah, there is a lot.
And then we are going to talk about Paris Hilton saying she's self-made and everyone being like, what? So a lot of old ETR subjects to talk about today also.
Yeah.
Three of them at least.
If you count Rich and Weekly, four.
If you count Rich and Weekly, it's like we've done everybody at this point, it seems like.
Yeah.
But let's get going. Let's dive into all the chaos. Mm-hmm. I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skinner-Williams.
Grab a joint and a glass of milk.
Because this is Almost Famous.
All right. We got to start off with, I think, some fun news. Britney Spears hanging out in bed with Khloe Kardashian and Kim Kardashian this weekend. This is...
Yeah.
I'm never surprised anymore, though. I'm like, this is weird. But then I'm like, is it... Who's really to say? So last Friday, Kim posted a picture of her, Khloe, and Britney, and Britney's manager, Cade Hudson, on her Instagram stories. Over the pic, she wrote, Calabasas Nights. And then Khloe also shared a picture to her Instagram stories that was the four of them all in bed. They were all in bed in both pictures. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they left this bed. They also had a lot of purple lights. And I'm like, who do they think they are, us in our 90s Patreon promo?
Also, us having sleepovers. We got to trademark that. Adult sleepovers.
I know. They're trying really hard to be us, and it's a little pathetic and sad.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. But... So Kim and Khloe's stories immediately went viral. I remember seeing it everywhere that they were hanging out together, But on Saturday, Brittany posted a video from the sleepover on Instagram. So we got to see the ins and outs of this sleepover. They were, of course, like I said, in bed. Brittany was in the middle of Kim and Khloé. And then she starts the video by kissing Kim on the cheek. And she says, "Oh, we're just chilling." And then Khloé's like, "In our geriatric bed." And then Brittany's like, "This bed vibrates." And she turns the camera around and all you can see are her feet. Yeah. And Khloé's feet, I think, but Khloé like moves them out of frame. She's like, I don't know what Brittany's gonna do. I can't have my feet in frame, you know.
She's like, I can charge $1 million for these shots. These are free.
Yeah. And then Brittany's like, what the fuck about the vibrating bed. And then we see her kiss Khloé on the cheek. And then later in the video, True and Chicago are dancing and they're doing like an 8 count. They're like counting it out. And Brittany's like, "Okay, split in her Britnish accent. That's what I'm calling it, her Britnish accent.
Okay.
Is she going to do that forever, that accent?
Yep.
Or, I mean, I had a dream last night about Brittany talking in that accent. I just remembered.
That's crazy.
Well, because I get it. Like, talking in a British accent is fun.
We should be doing it more.
We should. I can see you, like, getting on it and not being able to stop.
Yeah.
Like, I've said this before. If I moved to the UK, I think I would adopt the accent because it would be so fun. I know.
It is really, really hard.
Yeah.
To not speak in accents when I'm there. Because it's just fun. And you just want to have fun.
And I'll watch a show that's British or there's like a British character on it. And I will speak in a British accent.
Yeah.
Close to watching that show. So it's like, I can't control myself. So I get it. I get it.
And I'm sorry, but American accents are boring as hell.
Yeah.
We deserve to be able to have some fun, even if it is appropriating a British accent.
Is it appropriating?
Yeah, but it's the good kind. It's the okay kind.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, you can also do American accents. There are several of those.
Oh, yeah. If you want to sound like an idiot, go for it.
So in Brittany's caption for that video, she kind of gushed about the Kardashians. She wrote that they were such a warm, beautiful, kind family. She said, "Thank you for allowing me to play with your kids and dinner. It was an honor to spend time with you guys. Happy holidays." What do you think about this?
I don't know if I've just reached the age of permanent cynicism, but I'm like, what's the angle here? Who is this PR for? And what are we trying to distract from? Something.
I immediately was like, this could be a good thing.
Why? What about it? What makes you say that?
I just, not that the Kardashians are like the best people in the world, but I do think they would have good intentions with Brittany. I think they could be good friends to her. I don't think it's that crazy that they're hanging out. I mean, Brittany is very good friends with Paris Hilton. Paris is very good friends with the Kardashians. So it's not that crazy. I don't know. I just could see it maybe being a good thing for Brittany. Yeah. I don't know.
I guess it's really hard to not be worried about Brittany.
Yeah.
And in that sense, it's like, I hope that this is altruistic. I hope it's just, you know, some gal pals hanging out. As soon as it starts being something that is public, it feels more and more performative and less genuine. And that's why I'm like,
Are you saying when we post videos from our sleepovers, the sleepover is no longer genuine?
Yeah. And I'm also saying we're not billionaires, so we need money.
That's money aside.
But I'm just saying this is their brand. Everything they're doing is building their brand, building their empire. So if this was truly an authentic, like, we're just friends hanging out, why does there need to be video footage of it?
I mean, because that's who they are. They live their lives online. I don't know. I don't think that takes away from it, to be honest. I just think there are worse people that Brittany could be hanging out with.
Well, there's always worse people you can hang out with. I'm just saying, I think it takes away from the authenticity of it because they do things behind the scenes that we don't know about till way after. And this isn't one of them.
So if we would have found out about this 3 months later, it would have been authentic?
I think if it was just like we had a throwback to when we had a sleepover or something like that. But it's just all this content. It just feeds into the narrative that, I don't know, they're constantly trying to get more money out of people.
But what do you think the money angle is here?
Their names are being talked about.
Because we really did lose sight of them for a while there.
But I'm just saying, it keeps him at the top. I didn't know you were such a Kardashian apologist.
Okay.
I feel like if it's fun, great. Congratulations to them. I don't know. There's something about everything and that's been going on, kind of bubbling under the surface, and people saying things are potentially coming out that I'm like, everything feels like a distraction.
About
right
what?
Now. With like Diddy, potentially Epstein connections, like all of that stuff. I'm like,
I mean,
I just want to see these names, you know? I want people to be accountable for what they've done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, well, tell us about Cardi B and Stefan.
So Cardi B is currently dating Stefan Diggs. They have unofficially started dating in October of last year. And just last week, she gave birth to their first child together, a son. We don't know his name yet. Now, this is Cardi's fourth kid. She has two girls and a boy with Offset. And that's where the drama hits. So Cardi and Offset have been on and off since 2017. They've had cheating allegations against Offset. They got married. They filed for divorce. They called off their divorce, rinse and repeat, until last summer in 2024 when Cardi filed for divorce. That divorce is not finalized yet, but it seems like it's going to stick. This is all news because Offset allegedly posted and then deleted an Instagram story 2 days after Cardi gave birth. The story was just a black background with white text saying, "My kid, LOL," which is implying that Cardi's newest baby, he fathered.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, people were like, what the hell is going on? Cardi took to Twitter to respond. She tweeted, "Y'all be thinking it's so funny and it's not. It's been over a year and I'm still being harassed and threatened to the point that I feel like my life in danger. It's all fun and games until it's too late." She tweeted some other stuff about true crime documentaries and women getting killed every other day. But she eventually deleted all of these tweets. But she made good points. Now, Offset is denying he ever posted the story. He says it was fabricated. His reps released a statement that said, "Any statements attributed to Offset circulating on social media are completely fabricated. Cardi responded to misinformation and the situation escalated unnecessarily. Offset has remained supportive of Cardi and genuinely wishes her nothing but the best." So unclear if it was a real post or not. I think it is because Offset is messy as hell.
Is there not a photo of the post?
There is, but people are like, oh, someone else posted it. It's not. It hasn't been authenticated as coming from his account.
So they're saying it's photoshopped?
I guess. They're only saying fabricated. They wouldn't go that far to drag Photoshop into it.
I mean, Offset seems like a super nice guy, so I believe him.
Okay.
Because he was also, he had a sleepover with the Kardashians. And oh my famously, God. My three favorite celebrities are Offset, Kim, and Khloe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what are Cardi and Stefan crying about?
Offset and Cardi have been going at it, like going at each other for like the last year.
Yeah.
But we talked about, like, Cardi talking about how much money she pays for the kids and how Offset doesn't contribute to their, like, finances. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars on these kids, which just seems excessive. But
yeah,
when you're really rich, I guess it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. These two are, like, I always know there's something going on, but I never know exactly what the details are.
It's also hard because they're like the back and forth that should stay in text messages or even on a phone or a FaceTime make it onto Twitter. And it's like they go at each other over like tweeting at each other.
Yeah.
And it's just, we don't need to do that.
Cardi just loves to be in a feud.
She loves it. I mean, her next album is Am I the Drama that she just released.
Yeah.
She knows she is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate her for it.
No, I love it. I love Cardi.
I do too.
She's so messy. I would not ever be friends with her in real life because she would scare me. Because it's like, I would think we're going for like, I don't know, a nice dinner and we're going up and punching a bunch of people. It'd be overwhelming.
I don't know. Cardi's one of those beefers. famous professional beefers, where I'm like, something about her, even though, I mean, she said some messed up stuff, like especially in her beef with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yes.
But Cardi at her core seems like she's not trying to be mean, or like something about her makes me think that like she just loves the drama. She loves clapping back, but she's not genuinely trying to like hurt anybody.
Interesting.
Whereas Nicki Minaj, I think, has a dark soul.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, that's obviously just speculation. I don't know anything about Cardi, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't trust her because she's a Libra.
One of my favorite art pieces here is a Cardi B tweet that says, "Why are you all doubting me? Don't you know I'm a Libra?" And I just love it so much.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, so unclear if Offset actually did post that story. It really gives like a jilted lover type thing that's like, this has nothing to do with you. And also, we're talking about a kid now. Like, come on. I wish they would just leave children out of it. This baby is 2 days old. Like, leave the baby out of it.
They always say that. Everyone always says that. Like, let's leave the kids out of it. But inevitably, the kids get brought into it.
I know. They catch strays like you wouldn't believe.
And you know where they catch strays a lot? On Bravo. Segue!
I'm going to end it all.
Okay. BravoCon was this past weekend in Vegas, like we said. Again, I do have major FOMO. I do think that we should try to go next year and just do like...
on the ground...
yeah.
Guerrilla reporting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily watch every single show on Bravo, so I'm going to do my best to break down just like the fun drama, the highlights, announcements, etc.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm going to be speaking a foreign language to you for most of this.
Okay.
Like, I'm curious, because I'm like, how in detail do I go about who these people are or what they're doing?
Right,
so let's start with Housewives news announcements. Vicki Gunvalson is returning to Real Housewives of Orange County for season 20 as a full-time cast member. Now, Vicki is an OG. She was on season one. She is one of the, like, legends of the Housewives franchise. Mm-hmm. Not my favorite person, but I can respect that she built this empire with other people, you know?
Why'd she leave?
She got, like, downgraded or something. Because, you know, they have, like, friends of or people that are just there sometimes.
Yeah.
And then she left. She made like some post about why she was leaving, blah, blah, blah. She's been around.
Okay.
You know, here and there. So,
okay.
So they had the Bravos, which is an award show that they had during BravoCon. And Andy invited her back during the Bravos. And I guess he gave her an orange because that's the Orange County. They all held up an orange at the beginning.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know? And he said, "Vicki, would you join us as a housewife for season 20? She seemed surprised. I feel like, how did she not know that something like this was coming? I don't know.
It's like the contract that's been signed already.
Yeah. She's like, wait, that was real? So we also got the first trailer for Real Housewives of Rhode Island. You actually sent this to me and you're like, should we watch this? And I was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The only problem is when I watch a show with you, I have to only watch it like a week at a time.
Yeah, you gotta wait. Yeah.
But this one shouldn't be that tough to do. I just like, I need my own content when I'm home alone because I don't have anything to watch. All my content is like with other people for the most part, except Housewives. So now it's like branching out.
Well, you still
out.
Have how many other? Five?
I watch Salt Lake City, OC, Beverly Hills, New York.
Oh, you do watch New York.
Mm-hmm.
You don't watch Potomac, do you?
I don't. People have said I should. It's 8 seasons.
I tried to.
I've watched a little bit of Miami. I used to watch Atlanta. I don't know how I fell off of Atlanta, but I did. But Real Housewives of Rhode Island is going to be featuring Ashley Iaconetti from The Bachelor. So we got a franchise crossover here.
Yeah.
And Ashley is famously the cousin of one of my friends from Vegas. And she was also my parents' realtor when they sold their house.
Ashley was?
No, Ashley's cousin, Desi.
Oh.
But Desi's a friend of mine. We've done like movies together in Vegas. I introduced her to my parents when they were selling their house. And
wow.
Yeah. So maybe she can ask Ashley to come on this. Because they actually, their podcast name, her and Jared, her husband, is like almost Fameless or something, isn't it? Or Famous, I mean. Or something Famous.
Is it?
I can't remember. Think of what it is, but Barely Famous? No, that's somebody else. I don't know. So in other Housewives news, Teresa Giudice and her brother Joe Gorga seem to squash their longstanding beef. They're from Real Housewives of New Jersey. But I think this is all for show, because there is speculation that this drama between them and his wife Melissa, who's also one of the housewives,
yeah,
like between Melissa and Teresa, it was too much. It was hindering filming. So there hasn't been an announcement about the next season of Jersey yet. And I think maybe they're like, let's at least try to squash our beef so that this show can continue and we don't lose our jobs.
Got it.
But I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
who knows?
Whose side are you on the beef?
I don't watch Jersey, so I don't. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I've seen Teresa in other reality shows.
Yeah.
And I don't know. She seems crazy but nice.
Yeah. That sums it up pretty well, I think. She was the one that went to prison, or her husband did?
Yeah, she did.
That doesn't necessarily narrow down the
It really doesn't.
I know, but...
It doesn't. There were several at BravoCon who have been to prison. Like, I'm surprised they didn't get Jen shot on furlough. Just for BravoCon. So there's also some Real Housewives of New York news, kind of. There were rumors heading into BravoCon that... Okay, so do you know that Real Housewives of New York, they had an old cast. They completely got rid of them and got a new cast.
Yes.
So there were rumors and the nastiness. That's from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
I believe it.
Every time I say rumors, I want to say it like that. But there were rumors that there were going to be a mixed cast of OG legacy New York Housewives and the new New York Housewives. Okay. And they were like, at BravoCon, we'll probably get that cast announcement. That did not come. But I was under the impression that New York was getting canceled.
Yeah.
Apparently, they are going to be shooting in the next couple of months, according to Andy Cohen. And they do have a cast, but they haven't. He didn't say who the cast was.
Interesting.
So that's the housewife stuff.
Okay.
Let's move into Southern Charm.
Wait, real quick on the housewife stuff. I heard that the woman who got arrested in Potomac got a standing ovation. And someone was like, I love that we're just applauding criminals now.
I know. I saw that. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's like a badge of honor on this show now.
I mean, listen, is it Bravo Convention or is it Convict?
Yeah.
Who's
I think
to say?
It's the second one.
Yeah.
For sure.
So with Southern Charm, this is like some fun, messy drama. So at the Bravos, Andy was roasting people and he went to Craig Conover. So Andy said, Craig Conover is here. Ladies, he's single. Look at that smile. You know what? He's hot. He's a jet setter. He hosts a successful podcast. Oh, wait, sorry. Those are all words to describe Paige, which is his ex. Paige, of course, hosts Giggly Squad. She's killing it. They have my dream career, her and Hannah.
Yeah.
That could be us. People say we are the less successful Giggly Squad.
I hear that all the time.
We are the Wish version of Giggly Squad.
Yep. Wish Giggly Squad. Stop it.
Oh, no. It cut to Craig, like, laughing in the audience. And then it cut to the Summer House cast, which Paige was a cast member of. And they were, of course, loving it because there's rumors of a feud between Southern Charm and Summer House.
A whole show feuding with a whole show. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
The housewives should do that.
They should, but they try to mix them up too much.
Yeah.
And send them on road trips, which that's coming back. Girls Trip is becoming Road Trip, and I'm excited about that.
Because it was so successful the first time?
It was.
Or what was the time where it was like all this stuff came out?
That was like season 3 or 4 or something. But like the others were good. So Craig apparently said that he was fine with it. It was a softball joke. Andy had texted him the week prior and said, how hard can I go on you? And Craig was like, 8.5 or 9 out of 10. Now, speaking of Craig and Paige, Craig's Southern Charm co-star Shep. Do you know Shep?
I know the name, yeah.
There's like video of him in some area in Vegas and he's like talking to people and somebody's recording him on their phone.
Yes.
And he's like talking about Craig and Paige and he's like, their whole relationship was a sham. They were together 3 years. They made millions and then she dumped him on her podcast. Like, Shep is messy, especially when he drinks. I feel like BravoCon is his place to just be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into some BravoCon beef because these are fun.
Okay.
Madison LaCroix from Southern Charm.
Uh-huh.
You might know her as the woman who was allegedly messaging with A-Rod.
Yes.
Or he messaged her. So during a game at BravoCon, Madison was partnered with her ex, Austin Kroll, also from Southern Charm. And they were playing a game where one of them would hold up a picture of a Bravo Leb on their forehead and the other would give them clues to guess it.
Yeah. Like that app, Heads Up.
Yeah, yeah. So Austin held up Psy. Uh-huh. And Madison said, "She's the meanest girl I've ever met."
Oh, no.
Psy, I'm sure this is going to shock you, caught wind of this.
Yeah.
And she commented on a fan account's post about it. And she said, "You must have me confused. Not all brown people look alike. I never met her before."
Ooh, Mariah carried her.
Yeah. So a different Bravo fan, Gibson Johns, who hosts Gabbing with Gib, posted a picture on Twitter of Psy and Madison sitting next to each other at BravoCon 2023 and said, "Psy and Madison have indeed met before." So Madison posted that picture on her Instagram story on Sunday night, and she wrote, "Point proven," at Psy Da Silva, tagged her.
Love it.
So then Madison shared pictures of DMs between her and Psy. Psy replied to her story about them meeting and said, "Listen, girl, leave me alone. I don't know you, and I don't remember sitting next to you 2 years ago." Madison replied, "You remember now, bitch." And Psy said, "I still couldn't pick you out of a lineup. You're extremely unmemorable." Madison just laugh reacted to Psy's message. And then when she posted it, she put a bunch of laugh emojis in the corner.
Uh-huh.
This is, I need more of this.
It's so silly.
It's just so funny. I love. The thing about Bravo Lebs, they'll clap back. And they love it. They thrive on it.
Is Psy known to be mean? Is that just kind of her energy?
I wouldn't say mean.
Yeah.
But she's not going to take shit.
Yeah.
That's for sure. She's outspoken.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, sometimes I'm like, oh, Psy's funny. Other times I'm like, oh, she's annoying.
Yeah.
But
damn,
I don't know. There was also one other fun thing during a Traders panel. Tom Sandoval asked the audience if they want him to join the Valley, and everyone yelled no.
The fact that he keeps showing up.
I didn't hate Tom on the Traders. I will say that. So
what's like the thing that gave you the biggest FOMO that you saw? Or what's one of the things that gave you a huge FOMO?
Honestly, I don't know. Because it's like I'll watch the panels, which it's really nice. Peacock has a place where you can watch all of the panels from BravoCon.
Oh, cool.
Which is really fun. I think it's honestly just seeing everybody taking pictures with people and like other Bravo podcasters and fans being there. Like it's just it's a fun community that I don't feel that ingrained in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd like to be more ingrained in it. That's like when we go on So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. I'm like, yes, yes. Like, we're finally talking. We're talking about Bravo. Yeah. We're talking about reality TV. I just love it. And I'd like to be more in that world.
Yeah.
So that's where I get the FOMO.
We'll put it on the shared calendar. 2026.
Great. Well, if we get the tickets earlier, they'd be cheaper. Because they're expensive.
Yeah, I believe it. And they're just going to get more expensive.
I know. Especially now that they've added the Traders panel with Tom Sandoval.
Oh, my God. That's – talk about a headliner.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of headlines, Paris Hilton is in them again.
Yeah.
I know that's shocking to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So Paris did an interview with Sunday Times Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it. There's nothing hugely provocative in it or revealing. But what's making headlines is that she called herself self-made again, like a self-made billionaire.
Uh-huh.
Now, I will say there is a little bit of a backstory. So in 2018 – Paris was interviewed by Refinery29, and this was shortly after Forbes proclaimed that Kylie Jenner was the youngest ever self-made billionaire. So Refinery asked Paris what she thought about it. And in that Refinery interview, Paris adamantly agreed with the designation and said that she felt it applied to herself as well. The interviewer was like, "I wasn't asking about you, but okay."
She's like, "Well, this is my interview. Why are we talking about Kylie?"
Yeah. But Paris said, "I think of myself and anyone who does business as being self-made." So, Brooke, we're self-made.
We are self-made.
Huge.
A lot of people are self-made. It's just once you add that like millionaire, billionaire part, that really changes things.
Yeah. Paris went on to say, everything I've done on my own. And yes, I do come from a last name, but there are also many children I know that come from families who, you know, take the choice of not doing anything with their lives. Mm-hmm. So that was in the Refinery interview in 2018.
Yeah.
So then in the Times interview from this week, when talking about her business being valued at $1 billion, Paris again says that she's self-made. Mm-hmm. She says, like, I've done this all on my own. No one's ever given me anything in my entire life.
Oof.
And it's like, you lived in a hotel penthouse. Those are just given away. Like, come on.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because I guess I get where they're coming from, thinking that I think self-made business person might make more sense because you did build a business on your, I mean, I don't know. It's dicey because on your own isn't on your own if you're you're born a billionaire.
Yeah. It's And that's what's so absurd about it is I don't think anyone's arguing that Paris has really strong business acumen. Like she's absolutely built an empire on her name for sure.
Yeah.
But in that same breath, you have to be like, it's a lot easier for someone like her to do that than someone like me.
Right. Exactly.
And I think that she's losing the plot there.
Yeah. It's also easy to launch a successful business when you already have millions and millions of fans because you're famous, because you're rich. You know.
Her grandfather apparently was like, I'm not known as Baron Hilton or whatever, I'm known as Paris's grandfather.
It's true.
And it's like, yeah, but the only way that that came to be was because of the Hilton name. Like, no one would give a shit. It's like, you have literally hotels in every country,
right?
Probably. So someone on Reddit wrote, you had a perfume called Heiress, girl, be for real, which I think is a perfect way to describe it. It's like, come on. And then I think this is, someone else commented, they said, saying even if you didn't take seed money, handouts, or other direct support, there's a huge difference between the kinds of risks someone coming from a background of wealth and security can take and someone just trying to keep food on the table can take. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing. And I just feel like that perfectly represents what the issue is here. Because it's like, to have that kind of security to take these kinds of chances.
Right.
Like, yeah. My legs are jelly just at us, you know, kind of venturing out on our own right now.
I know. I'm telling you, the mental gymnastics I do every day, because I feel like I'm somebody who feels like I gotta be working on something.
Yeah.
Like, even if I don't want to do anything, I want to relax and watch reality TV, I'm like, but I should be working on something. Yeah. And I'm like trying to let myself just like relax for the rest of the year, enjoy the holidays. But I'm like, nope, I should look for a different job. I should get a side job. I should get some, like, and I can't relax.
Yeah.
And I don't like that because that was old Brooke. For the past 6 years, I've been able to relax.
I know.
And I don't want to feel like that again.
I know. So yeah, Paris being like, I had no help. It's like, yeah, you did. You just had security. And sometimes security is like the biggest help you can get.
Yeah.
It is the biggest help you can get.
Right.
It's like you always have a net and it's a comfy, cushy net.
Yeah. I will give her a little bit of a pass because her parents had her stolen out of her bed at night and then abused at a school. Yeah. You can be like, I don't know them. I did this on my own.
Well, it's funny you say that because in this interview, she got asked about Michael Jackson.
Mm.
And she said, I didn't watch the documentary. I don't like watching any of that type of stuff. I never saw him date anyone. I never saw him be like that with anyone. I didn't see him as that type of person, so I've never paid attention to any of that because I've always loved him like family. I just know the man that I knew my whole life, and I could never see him hurting a fly. And it's just like, that's not what we say. It's like, it's like at this point, we should know just because we've had a certain experience with somebody does not take away from someone else's really negative experience with somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just kind of surprised. But in this interview, she's really good about non-committing to anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that also irritates me because it's like, you have so much fucking privilege right now.
I know.
Use it.
Yeah.
But no, she's self-made, so.
Well, good for her.
Oh, Paris.
All right, so let's jump into a couple quickies.
Uh-huh. This one I love.
Okay.
Glenn Powell and the UPS driver.
Yes.
So Glenn hosted SNL this weekend and he brought his UPS guy. Right. And the backstory of this is so cute. So when he first got the call to host SNL, this was back in 2021, mm-hmm. his UPS driver was delivering a package while Glenn was celebrating because he just found out that he would be hosting SNL for the first time.
Yeah.
The UPS guy was like, what's going on? He's like, I'm hosting SNL. Watch out for me. I'll be there in December. Mm-hmm. But this SNL hosting gig was because Top Gun was getting released. So it was like promo. Top Gun release got pushed because of COVID. Mm-hmm. SNL was like, you're not coming on here. You're too small. They literally were like, no one will know who you are without Top Gun.
Yeah.
So 4 years later, Glenn is finally hosting SNL. And he brought the UPS guy there because he was like, this whole last 4 years, he's like, this Glenn Powell guy's a liar.
Yeah.
And so I just love how it came full circle.
Yeah, it was really sweet. He brought him up on stage with him. They mm-hmm. took another selfie together.
Yep.
Which was cute. And the whole time I was like, wait, Glenn Powell's never hosted SNL? I thought he had.
He'd been on it.
He was there when Sydney Sweeney hosted.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah. Because she described her fiance and then it panned to Glenn Powell.
Yeah. another big update, Wendy Williams has been cleared mm-hmm. of dementia. So I guess pay her money. I don't know. Did they take her money? I'm like, is she in a conservatorship?
Probably. She's in a guardianship. Yeah.
Guardianship. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, and this was the diagnosis that led to her being put in it.
I know. Well, so. She had that like documentary, that show, which I started watching. Yeah. And then I was like, should I not watch this? Is it like invasive? She's also part of it though. So I'm like, I am torn and I don't think I finished watching it, but I'm like, it was really interesting to see her like living her life.
Yeah.
One more, we got a Jeremy Renner Yizhou update. She told TMZ that they reached a peaceful agreement and his lawyer said, bitch, what?
I was like, what?
Jeremy's lawyer, Maddie Singer, was like, I have no knowledge why Yizhou would fabricate a story that a deal has been made with her since she was notified that there was no deal with her, including her use of Jeremy Renner in an animated movie when he only agreed to be in a documentary. So that's not ending anytime soon.
These are such wildly different. It's like claims. For one person to be like, we're good, we're done. And one for you, like, absolutely, we're not.
Yeah, it's weird. Why would you say you're done if you're not done? Maybe in an attempt to be like, let's wrap this up. Maybe she wishes she wouldn't have said so much. I don't know. It's weird.
She's like, I'll say we're done. And they'll be like, we don't want to fight anymore. We'll just agree. Jeremy's like, uh-oh.
He's like, come on. She puts her hand out. She's like, put her there. We were being silly, right? Yeah, so I guess this one's going to keep going. And no, unfortunately, I think we're going to have to keep hearing about it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Arisha.
Yeah.
Take me back to the good old days.
Funny you're doing that accent right there because it applies
to
where we are in this throwback.
Okay, giddy on up, little doggy.
I think this is the oldest one we've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So strap in.
I'm strapped.
We're in for a bumpy ride. It's June 27th, 1994, in Houston, Texas. It's a sunny day in the low 80s, so the weather is hot, but not impossibly hot, which feels rare for a Texas summer, but this is before global warming effects really took off. We're at the White Dove Wedding Chapel. It's a converted pink ranch-style house off North Shepherd in the northern part of Houston. Just a few days earlier, a couple had stopped by and said they wanted to book a wedding and that they wanted the best of everything.
No.
Flowers, cake, you name it. Because money is no object. Mm. But, as the chapel owner explained to them, legally a service can't be performed until the marriage license is 72 hours old, which means no knot tying until Monday, the 27th at 2:30 p.m. The couple is disappointed. Not for themselves, but for their relative they were actually asking on behalf of. But the law is the law, so a Monday wedding it is. Which brings us back to now. The bride arrives at the White Dove Wedding Chapel, her blonde hair in curlers. One of her relatives asks the chapel owner to not call any reporters. The bride adds on to the request, telling the owner she's not marrying her groom for his money. She repeats this as she gets ready enough times that the owner eventually interrupts her and asks her, who is she? Now, I'm guessing the chapel owner wasn't a Playboy subscriber or a big fan of tabloids because she definitely would have known who she was talking to. The bride? is Anna Nicole Smith.
Mm.
We are at the infamous union of Anna Nicole, who at the barely legal enough to rent a car age of 26, is marrying the oil tycoon J. Howard Marshall II, who's just 7 months shy of 90.
Yeah.
Now, for the fast math challenged, that's a 63-year age difference or a classic grandparent-grandchild age difference.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Nicole is excited. This is her second marriage. Her first was at 17 to her child's father, and she finally feels like her life is going where she wants it to. Her dress is floor length and white. The easiest way to describe it is quintessential 80s. The floof, the deep low cut waist design, the satin, the sheen, all of it. We're talking a train, puffed sleeves, a big bow at the back, the works. And the veil, of course, attached to a doily looking headpiece that frames her face along with her medium length blonde hair. People magazine describes the dress as having a very, very, very low cut neckline. But as someone who also lugs watermelons on her chest, I think they're hating just to hate.
Of course.
But we will get into the diabolical reporting styles of the 90s later.
Oh, I bet.
Because now it's time to get these two lovebirds hitched. Anna Nicole walks down the aisle first. The small chapel is white everywhere you look. White ribbons on the walls and folding chairs and white roses sprinkled down the aisle. A taped version of Tonight I Celebrate My Love for You plays as J. Howard, whom Anna Nicole calls Papa, follows behind her. He's in a white tux and white shoes, and he's being pushed down the aisle in his wheelchair by his nurse, who's also in a white tux. The two exchange their vows and their rings, including Anna Nicole's 22-carat diamond. Papa tries to stand, but his legs buckle, so Anna Nicole leans down to kiss him when it's time. The guest list is small, only 11 people total. Most are on Anna Nicole's side. Relatives, including the couple from the beginning, her son, her nephew, and her bodyguard. As for Papa, he's got his nurse and his secretary. Now, if you know about the inheritance drama that follows this story, then it's no surprise he didn't have any relatives in attendance. Once they're pronounced man and wife, Anna Nicole and Papa head out of the chapel where they release two white doves into the sky. And now it's party time. Except the reception is short because Anna Nicole, like the doves, has to fly away. Literally. She has to get to a photo shoot in Greece. She changes into a disguise of sorts, a wig, floppy hat, and a yellow suit, and says goodbye to Papa. He starts crying, and she tells him to please not cry, and that it's him that she loves. And then with a quick kiss on the cheek, she makes her exit. 14 months later, on August 4th, 1995, sick with stomach cancer, J. Howard dies from pneumonia. What follows is a nasty inheritance battle between Anna Nicole and Papa's sons.
Mm.
The press eviscerates Anna Nicole at every chance they get. And as we know, she spends the rest of her life struggling before she dies on February 8th, 2007 at 39. But in her own words, it wasn't a sexual baby, oh baby, I love your body type of love. It was a deep thank you for taking me out of this hole.
Maybe for her.
100% for her. Oh, 100%.
Wow. Well, my first thought is, how dare you? Roseanne Barr sang the national anthem in 1990.
Was that in 1990?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What a time.
Yeah. But wow. I was like, where? I did not know what this story was for a very long time.
Yeah.
So,
Well, it was hard because I didn't know what story of hers to tell. Because so much of her stories are so tragic.
I know.
Her whole story is just really tragic, actually.
Yeah, it is. She's interesting.
But, yeah. I copied some sound, not really sound bites, but like word bites of the way that she was described.
Uh-huh.
So People Magazine began their story on the wedding with the bride wore cleavage and included descriptors like big boned Guess jeans model. The Independent described her as a washed-up, impoverished, drug-addled former model.
Wow.
The Independent also said she'd sunk very low in the past, ballooning to more than 200 pounds and advertising outsized clothing on a home shopping channel.
Outsized clothing?
Yeah.
The hell does that
mean? I think they just mean, like, plus size. I think that was what plus size was back then.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and apparently when she, because she was a stripper, that's actually where she and Papa met.
Yeah.
But the owner of a strip club in Texas that she had allegedly applied to work said, "We considered disciplining her for her plumpness."
My God.
It's awful.
I'd love to see a picture of that bald fucker, because you know they're bald.
Oh, you know it, fucking pervert.
They have those like three strands of hair that they're still trying mm-hmm. to style. Mm-hmm. 100 and a pinky ring.
Yeah.
Calling your husband Papa is diabolical.
Yeah. And should be illegal.
For a second, I was like, thought I was lost in the story, because I was like, hold on. Is her Papa walking her down the aisle with the nurse? And then I was like, oh, no, wait, this is her fiance. I like,
yeah,
couldn't compute.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm sad we never did talked about her, because there's just so much. And I was like, this would be a really good story for us to tell, but I don't really, the amount of time it took me for like a three-page story.
For like a bonus episode on Patreon, we could do like a deep dive into some like individuals like that, I guess. Just like.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Yeah. Or we could even do a series of like the scandals of misunderstood blondes or something.
Oh my God. There'd be so many.
I know. It's fun.
So many. Yeah, that's the story of the wedding that really gripped the nation for a while.
Yeah. I'm gripped. That's the thing that got people to forget about Roseanne Barr singing the national anthem 4 years prior.
4 years later, yeah. She was like, thank God.
Yeah, finally. So I'm going to tell a shorter one because we are running long. Did you have anything called conservation camp when you were a kid?
No.
Okay, so in
a version of it, I think
in Bradford, we went to conservation camp in sixth grade.
Oh, then yes, we did.
Okay, so it's your whole class that goes mm-hmm. and you do like outdoors activities basically, and you're like at this outdoor camp.
Was it called Arlington Echo? That was ours name. Our name.
No, ours was in Pennsylvania. Ours was like close to Bradford somewhere.
Okay.
Because I mean, I lived in an area that was like surrounded by woods and
all
that shit. So I'm in sixth grade. It's time for my class to go. I'm like nervous because all the girls were sleeping in this big tent. So it had a wooden platform and then there were a bunch of cots
mm-hmm.
with a tent over it, like a big tent. And that's where we would sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to be spending 2 days with all my classmates like overnight. Like, this is crazy. So my biggest fear, as I'm sure you can understand, was what my hair was going to look like in the morning after sleeping outside with these people. And I'm like, oh my God,
this is sixth grade.
This is sixth grade.
Wow.
Back in the day, I really worried about stupid shit like that, you know? So
because we don't worry about stupid shit now.
Not like that. Not like, what are these people going to think of me? Like, I don't give a shit now. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Like, if you have a problem with the way I look, get your eyes checked.
I was like, I still worry about my hair. Like, oh my God, my hair has to look good. I can't. I got to sleep with a cap on. I hate that.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I have the perfect solution. Because at this time, I had bangs.
Oh.
I had bangs, like, when I was younger for a couple years. So that was my biggest worry, because bangs are hard to style, or like bangs can get messy or whatever, mm-hmm. whereas the rest of your hair is just kind of hanging there.
Yeah.
So I had these bangs and I was like, well, how do I make sure that my bangs look good in the morning? So I brought like a clip and I was like, well, I'll like put them back just to like so that they kind of stay. So by clip, I mean barrette. And in the morning when I woke up, my bangs.
Oh, my God.
Had a huge kink in them. Because it's so humid.
Oh, yeah.
In Bradford, in Pennsylvania, that my hair had just like clung to this barrette. Yeah. Never in my life had I ever put my bangs back like that. I don't know why I thought this would be the day and it would go off without a hitch. But then I spent the whole day being like, my bangs look insane. There's no way to fix them. Like, I can't fix them. I'm outside in the wilderness.
Was your hair long enough to just put... Were your bangs long enough that you could just put them back?
They were bangs.
I know, but sometimes people have, like, longer bangs where they can just, like, tie him up with like a clip, put like a clip to hold it down.
Arisha.
Yeah.
They were bangs. Bang, bangs. They couldn't go back. They were bangs. They were like covered my forehead, but not enough where I could just like put a clip back. Plus, no one was even doing that style back then. I would have invented it.
Were they doing the style with a crimp in your bangs sticking up?
I've already said that was a bad
Something
choice.
About Mary?
I can't. It's so vivid in my mind sitting at like outdoor picnic tables at some decoupage class in the woods thinking, wow, everyone here is looking at my bangs. I have another conservation camp story that I'm going to tell at some point too.
Wow.
When I was a counselor.
At the same camp?
Yeah.
Wow, you really
same camp.
Made a lot of tracks at this camp.
It's deeply ingrained in me.
What did you learn about conservation? That's what's important. How not to style your hair.
I remember nothing but the hairstyling and the gun shooting.
Oh my God. Wow, teaser.
And that outdoor class.
Yeah, decoupaging.
Yeah, where all I can remember is two of my classmates that were dating, cuddling.
In sixth grade?
Yeah. Oh, I had a boyfriend in sixth grade.
That you were cuddling? I had a boyfriend, but we just bought each other a lollipop, and that was it.
No, we were not cuddling at conservation camp because he said, I'm sorry I can't be seen with you and your bangs.
No, he didn't. Wait, I'm assuming they were separate, like, different gender tents.
Yeah, all the girls were in one tent, all the boys were in the other. And then we would come together. We had small groups that we would go from different stations, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. go to and from with. So.
God. Field trips were so fun.
I know. They really were fun.
Why did that stop just because we left school?
Well, they didn't. Now they're called vacations.
I mean, like, take a break from work. I would love a field trip at work.
Offices should do that. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Office field trips.
Yeah. But you know what? You make a good point. I wouldn't mind going on field trips with my classmates, but I do not want to go on field trips with some of my coworkers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, you're my coworker, so I am doing that now.
No, when you were working like at Hop Skip Drive, going on a...
Actually, I don't know. The people I worked with at Hop Skip Drive were fun.
Depending on who your coworkers are, a field trip could be really fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm just saying. There were some things we shouldn't have stopped doing just because school is over.
Right. I fully agree. And free trips is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
They were free for us.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, ugh. Yeah, they're vacations, but we have to use our own money. It sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. All right, let's do a little bit of housekeeping.
Oh, God. Is that what people say? Yeah, we do have housekeeping. Yeah.
So next week is Thanksgiving.
Woohoo!
As you guys know, I will be hunkered down watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, my God. We're actually going to watch that this year.
Good. You should.
Only because not Nani, that was like the one thing she did every Thanksgiving. So in her honor. Yeah.
So you never told me that she was a fan?
That the year you were there, 2003, she hated that one.
No, she didn't.
Every year she's like, oh, at least it's better than 2003's. That's like the saying in my family.
Explain that photo in her home then of the sweater I wore in the parade. The theme that year was America. Are you telling me your grandma hated America?
Yeah, she did.
So because it is the holiday, we are not going to do a show.
Yeah.
We're going to be traveling, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to be on the East Coast, baby.
Yeah. And I'm going to be in Phoenix.
Is it cold down there?
Probably at night. Maybe okay. A little bit. But
okay,
not as cold as I would like it.
Yeah.
So because we don't have a show, we're going to drop our second bonus episode. We finally got the go-ahead on that whole thing. So that's the second part. Make sure you can listen to episode one again if you want on Patreon. Mm-hmm. We talk about how we found out the shows were ending. We talk about two of our scandals.
Yeah.
Part two is the second scandal. So that'll be up next week. So you guys at least have something to listen to next week if you're on Patreon. And if you're not, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. And we also are going to release our second sleepover video from this month.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, we go on a little field trip, actually.
Yeah. With our coworker.
A coworker field trip that we paid for. It's great.
Yeah.
So that'll go up on Tuesday.
On the sleepover tier of Patreon.
On the sleepover tier, yeah. So.
And also, I do want to say, no pressure to sign up. Like, I know that the economy sucks. I know it's tough right now. Like, seriously, I don't want to seem like I'm shaming you guys. Like, we are grateful that you listen to this every week.
Yeah.
Like, truly. Yeah. But the bonus episode will be on the lowest tier. So if you do want to sign up, you'll be able to hear both of those. That one's pretty low pressure to sign up for, you know. That just helps us continue on to forge ahead. But seriously, we do love that you guys listen to this. We appreciate you so much. Please tell your friends so that we can keep doing this, because I love doing it and I want to keep doing it. You can find the show on Instagram at Almost Famous Pod. You can find us on Instagram at Brooke Sifrin and at Arisha Skidmore Williams with three S's. Next week, we'll see you if you listen to the bonus episode. If not, we'll see you the following week. And hope you guys have a great holiday.
Yeah. Have fun with your families or not with your families, however you celebrate.
Yeah. And if you have any fun Thanksgiving drama, tell us about it. Maybe we'll have somebody on. Maybe we'll have somebody on the show to, like, every once in a while to tell, like, fun.
Yeah. I miss good Thanksgiving drama.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
We want to live vicariously through your drama.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us who's not talking to who.
Yeah.
Who showed up, who wasn't invited.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Who brought a dish with cat hair in it.
Oh.
Just the good stuff. And on that note, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving from Macy's Parade.
Cut. Happy Thanksgiving from Almost Famous.
Yes, and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Do a chant for that.
Happy Thanksgiving from Almost Famous.
Famous.
Okay, don't, if you're not going to start it at the beginning of the cheer, don't chime in, okay? Did I say 5, 6, 7, 8?
No. So how would I know when you started?
Well, that's because you weren't invited to join.
Wow. Exclusive. That's
you can't
rude.
Talk shit about the greatest parade in the world and then expect to join in. That's just not how it works.
This is Almost Famous, not the dumbass Macy's Day Parade.
Is that what it's called? All right, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.